Tuesday night's incident marks the second time this year Tucson police is publicly discussing details about the enforcement of SB 1070. In the summer of 2012, the U.S. Supreme Court upheld a part of the law that orders local law enforcement to question a person's immigration status if there is reason to believe he or she is in the country illegally. This used to be an option for police. Now it's a requirement. Yesterday afternoon, activists gathered at the Southside Presbyterian Church demanding an end to the enforcement of SB 1070. Raul Alcaraz Ochoa is an immigrant rights activist. He says two men were pulled over Tuesday night for not having a working light on a license plate.
Local Tucson Police Department officers called Border Patrol on two workers and loving fathers, Agustin Reyes and Arturo Robles.
Tucson police say officers called Border Patrol after the traffic stop when they saw signs indicating the men stopped might be in the country illegally. After Border Patrol got involved, Alcaraz Ochoa says community members and activists began protesting the arrests near the Southside Presbyterian Church, a known place for immigrant rights activism and where day laborers gather.
In response to this SB 1070 injustice, community members surrounded the Border Patrol vehicle, locked in arms, in order to protest the detention of Agustin and Arturo.
He says the protest was peaceful, but law enforcement used force.
The Border Patrol agents rushed in to break the nonviolent circle, employing police brutality tactics. Police Chief Villaseñor's officers unleashed a terrorizing campaign against peaceful protesters.
Tucson Police Chief Roberto Villaseñor says his officers did not use excessive force.
There's no indication to that right now. The information that I have from the reports as well as the videos that I have seen show that the crowd was being verbally and physically aggressive with the officers to such a point that the officers felt it necessary to deploy pepper spray to have them move back off the road and away from the Border Patrol agents and themselves.
Villaseñor says his officers did what was required of them. Arizona law says they have to call federal immigration officials when they come in contact with someone suspected of being in the U.S. illegally. Villaseñor has been outspoken against SB 1070 since the bill was signed into law in 2010. He has said local police departments do not have the resources to call and wait for Border Patrol to show up and deal with immigration issues during local arrests. He says on top of that, it puts police officers between a rock and a hard place.
You know, these type of events are exactly what I said would happen with this law. It pits law enforcement and the community that we serve oftentimes at odds, and it really is not a place for local law enforcement. That aside, once it is a law of this state, we are obligated to enforce it. I don't get to just say, no, I'm not going to enforce that law, and so we will continue to do our job.
John Five was a reverend at Southside Presbyterian and is now an immigrant rights activist. He says what happened Tuesday night could have been avoided.
I was there, and when I asked the officer what the stop was about, he said for an unlighted license plate. And I said to him, then write a ticket and let him go. And he said, no, I'm holding them for an investigation. That's racial profiling.
Five says this is not an isolated incident.
All of this has resulted in mothers and fathers being disappeared off our streets, families devastated and destroyed, children crying at night because their father or their mother does not return, all because of bad police practice, bad law, and bad relationships between TPD and the Border Patrol.
13-year-old Ramon Reyes is the son of one of the men arrested Tuesday. He says losing his father to an immigration detention center is hard.
I need my father because he is my mother and father at the same time. And we had never been separated before. My father is the most generous person. He gives everything I need. He helps everyone. He helps with money and with his actions. I just want my father back. I don't want to live alone. I got used to my dad, and I don't want to live with anyone else. Please give him back.
The status of Ramon's father is unknown. We call the Tucson sector of the Border Patrol and we're told that because of the government shutdown, all press inquiries must go through the Washington, D.C. office.
Sorry, cannot leave a message.
No one answered that line and we were unable to leave a message seeking the agency's comment on the incident. I'm Fernanda Echavarri, Arizona Public Media.